What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I came to the Epic Intensive because I wanted something different. I wanted to create passive income, intergenerational wealth for myself and my family, and financial freedom. The biggest takeaway I got from the Epic Intensive was a different way of thinking. Growing up, even in school, they teach you one way of thinking about money. And then this allowed me to see it in a completely different light. Matt, I'd like to say thank you for this opportunity. Thanks for the information, and I look forward for us working together.
Hey, Matt here. I got a great show for you today, but first I got a question. Are you trying to buy discounted real estate, but finding that spending more and more on marketing is just becoming way too much to handle? I mean, do you start fresh every Monday, fail, then vow to start again with the same old real estate investing strategies that aren't working for you? Well, you deserve to learn about a new way of contacting your leads, setting appointments, and making offers by actually setting up a really good automated lead machine so you can quickly get your hands on more discounted real estate. That's the goal, right? Because this changes everything. And before we get started today, this podcast, as long as you've been listening, even whether that's just a week or it's been a few years, you know it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals and then what to do with them. And if you're really serious about finding these types of deals at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop. It's going to be in Manhattan Beach, California on July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. I mean, it's California. It's the beach. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. Go to epicintensive.com and let's make it happen. Alrighty, let's get started with the show.
This is Stereo Media.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles, and this is the place where once a week you will hear, learn, and take action on the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results. Now, this is the show where I show everyday people, smart people, rich people, poor people, dumb people, skinny people, fat people, tall people, short people, everyday people, even people just like yourself, people that are dissatisfied with their current situation. I show them how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest and do it easier, faster, smarter. Now, to get a head start and lay a solid foundation for a better life that you are seeking, I invite you to download the 3 pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It is a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with 3 specific steps on how to get success as you start over. It doesn't matter what you're starting over. They will lay the foundation for you to achieve. I mean, think of it as your traveling success coach. Success coaching for you on the go. And it's yours for free at freedoover.com. All right, before I get started today, I just want you guys to know that you rock. I mean, you guys so rock. I am so touched. I am so touched by how so many of you reacted to my dilemma with iTunes. I received so many great emails and comments at iTunes. So here it is. You rock. Thank you. Here's the funny part of the whole thing, however. My old podcast, the one that I thought had disappeared, well, it did disappear, but it magically reappeared. It's back online. So as of this moment, the Your Do-Over podcast, it appears twice in the iTunes store. Again, without explanation from iTunes. It makes me wonder if they ever did any research into why my podcast was missing in the first place. Either way, though, I'm over it. I'm not going to mess with it. I'm not going to touch it. I don't want to contact iTunes. I don't want to play with anything. I do know, however, that one of the reasons iTunes would remove a podcast is if they noticed duplicate material. And having said that, I'm certain at some point they're going to remove at least one of them. So if you're now subscribed to Your Do-Over and you notice a couple weeks go by without a new episode, just check to see if they removed the one you are subscribed to. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. My apologies if it causes you any inconvenience, but I'm really kind of tired by the whole thing. But now you've been told. So if something happens and you stop receiving the Your Do-Over podcast, just go check and maybe they deleted that one, but the other one should still be there. And you know what? If they happen to delete both of them, check back for me again because I'm going to put it right back up. I'm not quitting. I'm here for the long term, okay? So all that being said, I am just totally touched, moved, and inspired by the way so many of you showed your support and you came rallying to my aid. I'm so in your debt. And given that, let's jump into today's episode. So last time we left off with your dream and your belief in that dream, and how important it is to have a dream, and how pointless it is without belief in that dream. So hopefully by now you've decided what you want out of life. You have that dream clearly defined, and you know with your current inspiration matched up with a little perspiration, that dream is reality waiting to happen. So let's take the first step today in manifesting that dream. Let's get out of our heads and let's get on the road, so to speak. The quality of your life is going to be in direct proportion to your commitment to excellence, your commitment to success. Regardless of your chosen path, your chosen career, business, relationship, endeavor, whatever it may be, your next step to manifesting your dream is to make a commitment to that dream that it does become reality. It's going to take a commitment on your part. Now, commitment is a funny thing in the sense that I don't have to tell you to be committed because you already are committed to something. Everything you have in your life right now is what you're committed to. If you weren't committed to it, you wouldn't have it. And if there are things that are missing in your life, it's because you haven't made a commitment to them. If you don't have as much money as you'd like, it's because you haven't committed to getting it. If you don't have good relationships with your family, it's because you haven't made a commitment to creating them. And if you don't have a peaceful life, it's because you haven't made a commitment to it. Unless a commitment is made, interest. There's just mere interest. Commitment is a stronger word than most people realize. I'd rather have one person on my team with a commitment than 100 with interest. Without commitment, there are only false promises and empty hopes. And regardless of what you declare your dreams to be, you're committed to exactly what you have in your life right now. Nothing more, nothing less. You can't be committed to anything else. And here's what I mean. Imagine the thermostat in your house. It's set to 72 degrees. Now, when the temperature drops below 72, the thermostat, it recognizes danger, danger, it's too cold, and the heater turns on, increasing the temperature back to 72 degrees. Now, when the temperature rises above 72, the air conditioning recognizes danger, danger, it's too hot, and it begins to operate, bringing the temperature back down to 72 degrees. The thermostat is committed to 72 degrees. It's automatic. Unless the thermostat breaks, it goes to work regardless of the time of day, how it feels, how busy it is doing something else. What does this have to do with your commitment? Each and every human being has an internal comfort thermostat, or your comfort zone, you might have heard it referenced as, or what I would call your survival thermostat. When the going gets tough, the heater kicks in, and when the going gets good, the AC kicks in. And I share this with you to illustrate that you have an autopilot working to ensure your survival. And I call it your internal auto-commitment. And although this automated mechanism, it keeps you alive, it also prevents you from achieving your dreams and your desires. When I say you are committed to everything you have in your life right now, And if you are not satisfied with what you have, it is a result of your internal auto-commitment. Your auto-commitment has provided you everything it was programmed to provide. And that includes your relationships, your appearance, your assets, your liabilities, and your bank account. To be committed to something other than what your survival thermostat is committed to, you must choose to be. It takes a conscious effort to work below or above your personal thermostat, that auto commitment. You know, and if you take your eye off of it, if you forget about it, if you make excuses, that thermostat will go right back to 72 degrees. This is why reviewing your goals on a daily basis is important. This is why motivating yourself through books and audio programs is important. This is why you should stay connected with a podcast like this one. This is why you should have an accountability partner. This is why you should have a coach or a mentor. This is why you should form a mastermind group. If you don't, it's easy to lose sight. It's easy to do unproductive activities. It's easy to get lazy. It's easy to forget. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to quit. It's easy because your internal auto commitment is fighting for it. I mean, this is war. This is your life you're fighting for. These are your dreams you're fighting for, and you're not going to manifest them without a fight. I mean, give thanks for who you are right now. Give thanks for what you have. Be grateful for what your auto commitment has provided for you, but keep fighting for what you want to be tomorrow. I mean, if it is success that you want, regardless of what area of your life you want it in, it is success that you must commit to. Commitment is a choice. And unless you consciously make this choice, your auto commitment will maintain a comfortable 72 degrees the rest of your life. Actually, let me correct that. It's not that easy even. Your auto commitment will struggle to maintain a comfortable 72 degrees, but it will operate most often between 68 and 71 degrees while the heater fluctuates in intensity, resulting in struggle and frustration. Because of your auto commitment, you have a probable and almost certain future. Your future is darn near predetermined. Don't believe me? Well, looking back at your life, do you recognize patterns? Do you see common traits in your past relationships? Do you seem to date people with the same character traits? Do the same things annoy you over and over and over in those relationships? Do you argue over the same things? Do you see patterns in the fluctuation of your health or your weight? Do you recognize patterns in the ebb and flow of your accomplishments and your bank balance? I mean, humans are committed to survival. How do I know this? I know this because you are here right now. You are listening to my voice. You are surviving, my friend. And you will do whatever it takes to eat, breathe, and sleep. But anything beyond that is a conscious choice. I mean, most people, they have an interest in success, but very, very few commit to it. There's a significant difference between interest and commitment. And understanding the difference creates clarity around what you're up to in life and allows you to be real with yourself. I mean, when you're interested in doing something, you do it only when circumstances permit. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. And you're not going to get much done in life if you only work on the days you feel good. I mean, it takes commitment to work on the days you don't feel good, and that's where the difference is made. I mean, for example, you are committed to breathing. That's a commitment. Now imagine yourself in the ocean, going for a long swim, and you take a deep breath and you dive deep below. I mean, once your lungs run out of air, you are committed to resurfacing for a breath of oxygen. There are no excuses. I mean, you wouldn't say to yourself, I don't really feel like getting some oxygen right now. I think I'm just going to hang out for a little while down here below, play with the fish, and you know, when I feel like it, I'll go up and get some of that oxygen stuff. You would never think that. I mean, there are no excuses accepted. Only the result of oxygen is accepted because your life depends on it. Are you committed to your dreams and goals as if your life depends on them? If you were, they wouldn't be dreams. They would be reality. I mean, it's one thing to declare, I'm going to be a millionaire. It's another thing entirely to declare, every day I will do whatever it takes to get there. I mean, one has to make that declaration every day until they arrive. You have to make that choice to breathe every day or else you die. The achievement of your dreams and goals is assured the instant you commit yourself to it. Commitment will provide you with many things. It will inspire new realms of creativity, new realms of vision and performance. performance to turn your dreams into reality. And in the face of conflict and adversity, commitment produces character. It produces resilience. It produces flexibility. It produces results. I mean, the quality of your life will be in direct proportion to your commitment to your dreams. And when your commitment, work, and pleasure become one, and hopefully that's beginning to appear for you right now, nothing will be impossible. I mean, when your commitment, your work, your pleasure, and your passion, when they all unite and they all become one, nothing will be impossible. Your life begins with your dreams, and life exists through your belief and commitment to those dreams. I love you guys. If you like what you heard today, and or if there's something that you'd like to hear more of, please visit iTunes at your convenience and leave your comments and suggestions. Much appreciated. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you next time on Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.